Right now, the maiden media voyage for the world's largest passenger airplane, you or I, will not be able to book a ticket on the enormous Airbus A380 until the end of this year at the earliest. But today, in Toulouse, France, members of the media were invited onto the giant double-decker jet for an unofficial unveiling of sorts. It was just the second time in the short history of the plane that anyone not working for the company was allowed to fly on the A380. On board for the two-hour flight was Daniel Michaels, a reporter with the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us now by phone. Mike, Daniel, nice to have you on the program today.
My pleasure.
And I hear you had a bird's-eye view of the takeoff yesterday.
I did. I was very privileged to be one of three people sitting in the cockpit right behind the pilot and the co-pilot.
And was it a technological marvel?
The plane is really big, and to see it from the ground, to see it take off, is pretty impressive. In the cockpit, you don't quite have the same sense of the scale. But the cockpit does have enormous windows on the side, so it's an unusually panoramic view.
Now, I read your article in the Wall Street Journal online this afternoon. The A380 can carry up to 853 people at a time, depending on how it's configured. And that's what, like 300 more than a 747?
That's correct. The plane is a lot newer, and it probably won't carry anywhere near 800 passengers for a long time, at least. The early airlines that are going to be using it are saying they're going to have probably under 500, which will probably feel pretty spacious. But they could put over 800 if you wanted.
Mm-hmm. So what does it feel like and look like inside? Do you have that feeling of spaciousness?
You do to some degree, but inside it's much more, I guess, ordinary than it is from the outside, because when you're on either deck, you don't really have a sense of the other deck. And the cabins are broken up every few rows like any other plane.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that exceptional, but there is a bit more floor space, but not so much more that they could squeeze in that many more seats. So you do feel a bit more sort of light and air and spaciousness.
Well, if with a capacity of 830 passengers or so, and if you say they're going to only carry 500 or so, what, are they going to put an Olympic swimming pool in there?
Big first-class seats. The 850 passengers would be in sort of like Southwest Airlines type seating with lots and lots of economy class seats crammed close together. But the airlines that are starting with it are going to have sumptuous first class and really nice business class and probably premium economy and then economy. And that's what brings the capacity down.
And this launch today was, I guess, an effort to overcome some past problems. There have been a couple of embarrassing delays in the A380 program over the past year or so.
Airbus hasn't been able to get out of its own way building the plane. They've had some what basically boil down to dumb problems, putting wires in the plane and in the fairly simple parts of the plane, not in the complex ones. And because of that, the plane is now about 2 years behind schedule and about at least a third over its original budget, which was $12 billion. So it's now at least sort of $17 billion to build this thing. So they've been looking for some good news, and I think they really wanted to get the world media on there, get it on TV, get it on the air, and show what it can do.
And I want to get back to this idea of the space involved. If it's that much bigger, are the walls of the cabin as curved as they are on a 737?
On the main deck, which is the lower deck, the walls are almost vertical, and they actually bow out a bit, which increases the feeling of spaciousness. On the upper deck, the wall kind of curves over, but the seats are a bit in from the wall. In fact, along the wall are low storage bins, so you don't have a wall kind of encroaching on your shoulder. And again, that helps increase the feeling of spaciousness because you're not right up against the wall.
And what, are there stairways from one deck to the other?
Exactly. There's a stairway at the front that kind of goes straight up, kind of like a grand staircase, but not that grand. I think three people abreast can go up. And in the back, there's a curved staircase, a little bit narrower, that bends its way up.
And early reviews of the plane report that it is exceptionally quiet.
It is. When it first flew in 2005, people on the ground noticed that it was very quiet. And on board today, it was quite notable. Even in a cabin full of people, you could hear people across the cabin, and you could whisper to someone near you. whether this is a good thing isn't so clear, because, you know, whether you want to hear your neighbors, you know, you may not want someone's conversation encroaching on your nap.
So instead of noise-canceling headphones, we're going to have white noise-generating headphones.
I there might be a market for that.
Airbus hopes this plane is really going to take off for them, so to speak. From a business perspective, does the prospects look good for the A380?
That's the big question. There clearly is some demand for this plane. The question is, how big is the demand? They've got about 170 orders, but they say they need 420 to break even, and they think that they can sell over 750 over 20 years. They see a total market for about 1,500 really big planes like that, and they expect to split it with Boeing, which is updating its old 747.
Yeah, interestingly, I guess it was, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, the Europeans went for supersonic transport while Boeing went for the jumbo jet, and it was Boeing who won that contest.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, the 747 is an incredible story and continues to thrive. Boeing did try for supersonic, but didn't work out.
Daniel Michaels, thanks very much. We appreciate your time today, and happy travels.
Thank you very much.
Daniel Michaels, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, one of the reporters on board the media inauguration of the giant A380 plane today. When we come back, we'll be talking about Steve Jobs and digital music.